move along on a Tuesday morning. The sky is overcast, but it's still a beautiful day in here in Litchfield.
As we always say, beautiful day to be in Litchfield.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's getting to be holiday time, and we got stuff going on all over the place.
We do. Let's see, I was a newsmaker with somebody recently, and can't remember
have
which
you forgotten?
Days, but yeah. But we talked about all these wonderful things going on.
Yeah.
And so I'll remind everybody of those at the end of our show
okay.
today.
Sounds good.
And, but I have a guest with.
You do, I see
we,
that.
We have been so fortunate to have business spotlights every month.
Yep.
Sometimes we have two, sometimes mm-hmm. we just have one, and today we have Gens Financial.
That's right.
And I think you're familiar with them.
Who's that guy sitting next to
me? Yes. So we have Kevin with us today
yeah.
in this studio. And Gens Financial has come on as a chamber member, and just we have been so happy to be able to have relatively new financial worker in this community. And so you and Monica have an office here. So tell us a little bit about Gens Financial.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me on, by the way. We've had, it's been a good year. It's obviously been a little crazy given the markets, and everybody knows we have an election year coming up. So it's kind of heat's turning up a little bit in the financial world, I would say, just because there's a lot of question marks. Couple things I want to mention today, just because you know, we're getting to the end of the year. November's flying by per usual. End of the year checklist, right?
Right.
So a couple things we need to pay attention to. Contributions to your accounts. You know, if you have IRAs, 401ks, have we maxed those out? Have we made Roth conversions? You know, paying attention to the tax brackets type of thing. And just making sure our financial plan is still on track. So, of course, throwing RMDs, required minimum distributions. If you're 73 or older, we got to be taking those every year. So just a few things I run through with clients this time of year. And for everybody out there, if you haven't looked into this stuff, I mean, just give us a call. It's every day for us. We're talking about this. But for IRAs for this year, if you're over 50, you can contribute up to $7,500 a year. And so
for IRAs.
Yep. And a okay. couple things that'll do for you, right? So you sit down with your accountant or CPA. That'll help reduce your taxable income when you do those. So and funds retirement, right? So couple whammies together on that. And also just making sure that our taxable income, if we can make any deductions or contributions, like a qualified contribution to a QCD to like a church or a charity, that reduces your income as well. So just really paying attention to what you're being taxed on is a big thing right now. But
sounds like, you know, we had, I think it was Dave Corneal last week.
Yep.
Talking about tax stuff and accounting. And, you know, it's just good to have a trusted financial person. And I know Gens Financial are very trusted in everything they do. They're up on that. I can't sit and read all the books and all the laws and all those kinds of things and no one understands. So I really think it's important to be able to have a financial coordinator.
Kevin understands.
He understands it. That's why we need to promote that more often, because when I hear all these things, it just kind of makes my head swim. I don't know about you, Randy, but it's good to have somebody that you can call and sit down with. So there we are.
Yeah. And I mean, a couple things that we're talking about with clients constantly right now. For everybody that's aware that the Tax Jobs and Cuts Act. So when President Trump was in office, he put this in play. That's the current tax brackets. Those are good through 2025. So we have a couple years left. And so when I'm mentioning this with clients, light bulb starts going on, thinking, gosh, you know, we spent a lot. We keep hearing about this debt. How are we going to do all this, right? How's this all going to come together? Obviously, I'm not an elected official, but there's a couple things they can do, right? They stop spending so much as a government, or we do, right?
You see that? Oh, you silly.
Yeah.
You're silly. Yeah, right?
Or we start cranking up the tax brackets,
yeah,
and that's
yeah, right.
kind of where people think things are heading. So I truthfully don't see tax brackets going down anymore.
No.
You'll hear some people say, well, we're on a discount right now for taxes, at least for a little bit. So when you look at a financial plan and you see a bunch of IRA money, 401k, 403b, all stuff that has not been taxed, does it make sense to start moving some of that to after-tax positions? Why would we do that? Well, we pay at today's rate and not what Uncle Sam's going to tell me I owe 10 years from now. So if they crank up the brackets quite a bit, I'm not paying in more than what I have to today. I could save a lot of money. I mean, sometimes we run a tax analysis with people. You know, it saves them $50,000, $60,000 a year. I mean, when you look at it over the next 10, 20 years. So it's not fun paying taxes early, but puts you in control, puts you in the driver's seat a little bit more, knowing, hey, I already paid on this, so I can pull it out, don't have to pay again. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, I know what my taxable rate is now. I don't have to wait and see what's going to be down the road. So if you have room, or if you have a lower earning year, which I have a few clients that I kind of had to really push them off the couch a little bit to say, you know, let's get moving on this, because either they didn't put as many hours in, or the sales were down type of thing. It's like, let's make a Roth conversion. Let's pay some taxes, because it gets tacked on as earned income for that year. So I don't want you to jump tax brackets, but take advantage if you got a little wiggle room in there and start moving a little bit at a time. So it's not all at once down the road when you need to start pulling out of those accounts.
Mm-hmm. I know you and Monica had some different workshops and things. Are you planning anything in the near future?
Yeah, check out our website. We have a bunch that we're planning for 2024. I think the next couple in December, a little more towards the St. Cloud area right now. But everybody's welcome. You know, we're going to be at County Moon and the Holiday Inn there. So it's 35, 40 minutes from here.
Sure.
Not bad at all. We have people coming from all over. I had clients from Spicer. You know, we get people from Maple Plain coming out. Had a couple from Maple Grove come up to one of our workshops one time. So, and if you can't make the workshop with us, I've mentioned this on here a few times. We revamped our website in July this year. So you actually see a replay of our workshop out there. Plus, there's weekly blogs now. And our great friends here at KLFD, you can hear us at any point. Basically, podcast us out on the website.
Okay.
We didn't have that function before. We just didn't have the capability to save all the shows. So now you can hear your rewinds and replays. If anything I mention or Niles mentions out here that you're thinking, I got to hear that again, go out to GensFinancial.com and everything's right there. So it's very easy to get to.
All right. That's good. So you mentioned the website. If we wanted to call the office, what would they do?
Yeah. So give us a call at the Litchfield office. You can get a hold of myself or anybody on the team. And what we typically, our process is, well, one, we want to sit down and get to know you.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to call somebody or have somebody call me and I'm not going to sell them something. That's not what this is about. And if somebody's doing that to you, I would walk away. Just red flag for me. So and sometimes, you know, when clients come in and they want to get everything done right in that first hour, it's like, whoa, we need to slow down and just kind of take a breath because we don't want to move too quickly. But we have a first meeting is usually about an hour. Get to know each other, you know, you, your family, values, what you want to be doing, what retirement looks like. What do you like to do for fun, you know, outside of work? You know, we talk about money all the time. Do you like to travel? Do you like to go hunting, fishing, camping? What are those things you want to be doing? Because us as planners need to know that stuff so that if down the road you want to be planning for more of that, well, we have stuff set up for it. And then typically what happens is we have a second or third meeting where we dive into more of the details. You know, we look at the estate plan a little more in depth. We look at what accounts are you working with? How much risk are you taking? We have a couple programs we run now, Riskalyze. That just kind of determines how much risk you're taking or whether it's too much or not enough. And I also work with eMoney. So that's a financial planning software that helps look at the broad picture. Right. So every account, and what's nice now is you can actually link up bank accounts and things like that, and you get alerts. A large expense came through. You know, it helps kind of catch stuff as you're doing. I did it with my own, and it's pretty unique. You get emails, texts, things like that if you want. But then you can tweak it, right? You can kind of work with it and shift it as we get into retirement farther in. And if things aren't working out, then we make changes. If, you know, we want to go a different direction, we do that. And the software help kind of fine-tune it and bring it all together for us.
Well, that's a great way to do it. Yep. So if they do, they could go to the website, get the phone number, and call the office and set up a time.
Yep, absolutely. I would say call us or go to the website. You can actually request an appointment out there. So if you do that, you'll probably get a call from one of us just to check in, you know, if it was by accident, Norm, no foul. But a lot of great things on the website. You know, I know that's where a lot of people usually go when they work with a financial planner, or if it's a contractor or a plumber or whoever it may be, go to their website right away. So we're very, very pleased with the work that we're able to do with the website this year and what it's bringing to the table for us now as far as content. So definitely take advantage of it. There's enough stuff to be reading out there. You're not going to get it all in an hour. Trust me. There's pages and pages. And then come January for the financial planning world, we get a lot of updates and changes with taxes and accounts and things like that. So a lot of stuff gets released here in the next few weeks. And then we play a little catch up, making sure we're up to speed on all the rules for this year and go from there. So yeah, a lot for us to be doing. I know tax season's coming quickly. Pay attention to taxable side and when you meet with your accountant or work with your financial planner or us on making sure everything's fine-tuned and ready to go.
Yeah. You're right down there with the CDS offices down there. And
yep. We got advisors pretty much, I think, in every single building we have an office. We got Litchfield here. We have CPAs right next door. Mm-hmm. Sherwood, St. Cloud, Buffalo. I don't know if Elk River does, but it's very cool. I mean, I like to stop over there and just kind of pick their brain on what's going on and what's, you know, the updates. So we a lot of times work together with CPAs too. Yep. It just kind of goes hand in hand. So.
Yeah, it's a good combination to have. So, well, good. We're happy to have Gens Financial as a great chamber member and look forward to promoting you again in 2024.
Absolutely. And for everybody out there, so our office number 320-258-3688. Give us a call anytime. Whether it's talking to me or anybody on our team, we'll get you to the right area. But we're happy to help. We're local here in town. Gens has been in business now, 43 years, I think, this year.
Really?
I've been in the industry now 10 years, been with Gens coming up over 2.5. So it's been a great partnership. Love working with Niles and team, and just love helping people out. That's the whole part of it. Just when people come into the office, knowing that things are in place, ready to go, and we can just get caught up on the day-to-day and everything else is fine-tuned. They got a smile on their face. That's the best place to be in for us.
Absolutely perfect.
Yes.
All right, Kevin, thanks for being here with us today. What do you have for us?
All right. Well, like we said in the beginning, it's the holidays are coming. I just want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Our office will be closed on Thursday and Friday this week. And also Friday night is our Light Up the Park, Light Up Litchfield. That will be happening.
That'll be fun.
We do know, I've had several questions about the street lights lighting up. When are they? And then the park. And so this year, the street lights will again be lit on Wednesday night, the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, the street lights. And then we will have our ceremony for the park on Friday night, 5:00. We've got some great carolers. They're practicing on Wednesday night. And they're the Madrigal Singers from Robin Hood, the community theater play this summer. Okay. So we know we've got some good voices coming to share some great holiday songs. Tim Nelson will be in town and will be leading that group. And then a few of the stores and restaurants will be open. So come and have a great family night. Visit with people, wishing everybody happy holidays to come and start your holidays. Next year, we're going to combine the street lights and the holiday lights in the park all together. So it's a process. I told the committee we're working on it. Next year, we're hoping we'll get everything done at one time, but it will be fun this Friday night, 5:00 in Central Park.
Sounds great. Where do we get hold of you if we need to?
Yep. 693-8184. Judy at Litch.com or Janae at Litch.com. Watch our website. Everything's on there. I might mention, too, scholarships are available for those that are going to a four-year college and you have at least 46 credits.
Okay.
Check out Litch.com. Right there's a button. Push it. scholarships. You'll get all the information. Cool. Please look at that and follow all the details that are right there.
All right,
we'll be
good.
Offering those at the end of the year.
Sounds great. Kevin Bright, how do we get a hold of Against Financial if we need to?
Yeah, absolutely. Againstfinancial.com, a great place to be. And also, phone number 320-258-3688. So you can reach us either way. Shoot me an email, kevin@againstfinancial.com, if that's easier for you. We don't do Twitter or anything like that, but just one of those three, and you can get a hold of us anytime.
Sounds great. Thanks for you guys being in here this morning.